You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I love it. Scientists have discovered that babies have a fake cry. I've known my kids had a fake, we call them cry-cries in our house, and I could tell when my kids were faking it. And it was such bullcrap. Even, you know, even my patients, I'll come in, and there's a little kid that I have to examine, and all of a sudden they see me. You know, they're in mama's lap, or they're in daddy's lap, they're all happy, they're giggly. All of a sudden, I walk in the room, and they look at me, and it's like, oh, ah! You know, you're like, really? Really? Cut the dramatics, please. So I examine them. Of course, nothing hurts, you know. These little kids, they get all upset because you flash a light, you know, on their fundus, right, to take a look. That's in their eye, right, to hit back of the retina. You take a look at their ears, right? You look at their mouth, and you shove a wooden tongue depressor down their throat. I mean, come on. It's not that bad. You feel their tummy. Oh, and then they get mad. If you listen to their heart, you know, they stop for a second because they try to figure out, do we need to be mad about this? Do I need to throw a fit or not? So they stop, and then they watch you, and you take out your stethoscope, you put it on their chest, and then they look at mom, they look at you, you're like, come on, this doesn't even hurt. So you go through all that, you check their toes, maybe you do a little Babinski, maybe you check if their heels don't have any, or their hips don't have any hip dysplasia, you check to make sure the testicles are down. You know, a lot of kids, it blows my mind how their pediatrician care was very sporadic, where they didn't see one person over and over again, so somebody thinks that somebody else checked the testicles. Meanwhile, I have like a 5-year-old walk in with only one descended testicle. That could be an issue, because the other undescended testicle could later, you know, turn to testicular cancer. So then you check their testicles, you check their tushy, you check for pilonidal cysts, and they're done. That's it. Okay? You go back to mama, and then they sit there, and there wasn't even one tear. Not one tear. And then, you know, I look at them going, and then the nurse is running in to the room, you know, do I need to call the fire department? Do we need to call the police? I'm like, no, all it was him doing his cry, because he didn't want me to listen to his heart or check for undescended testicle. And then the baby, and I look at it and go like, really, are you done? And then the baby's all kind of giggly. And I'm like, yeah, I get that. So anyway, there's a study out there that babies do fake cry-cries, and they're just full of it. What else do I want to talk about? This California drought, apparently. I mean, I live in Nevada. I live in Las Vegas. Okay, we're like always in a drought, and we don't get news coverage. Nobody ever, you know, goes, oh, the poor Las Vegans. But I guess California's going through a drought, and I think the governor is asking everybody when it comes to flushing the toilet, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down, right? You guys heard about that, right? Not to flush every pee-pee, right? I mean, if it's brown, you can flush it down, but if it's yellow, let it mellow. So we'll talk about that. Is there any risk to, letting it mellow? I mean, there is if, you know, your kids drop something in the toilet and then pick it up. Yeah, there's risks. Okay, Diet Coke making us fat. More research telling us that Diet Coke could be actually causing weight gain. Vitamin D supplements helping to reduce the pain in people with fibromyalgia. So for those of you with fibromyalgia, maybe you could rub vitamin D all over you. No, it's actually oral, but that's okay. White Castle was named the most influential burger of all time. Now, I live in Las Vegas. We don't have like a White Castle. I know there's like White Castle in New York, I think, and Jersey, and back east. So, out here in the West, I think the number one American food is now considered taco, right? That's throughout the country now. Now, if you look at a picture of American fast food, you see a taco as opposed to see a burger and fries. That was a report that came out earlier this year. But apparently, it beat out McDonald's. It beat out the Whopper and the ramen burger. I don't know much about the ramen burger. So congratulations to White Castle. What else am I going to want to talk about? One of you had asked me if there's mercury in chewing gum. So we're going to talk about foods that have mercury. And, yes, gum actually can contain mercury. So we'll talk about that. And then if you have certain flora, bacteria flora within your body, they say that this friendly flora could, I don't like singing that. That's my opera for the day. I'm not doing any more opera. The flora could actually be a determining factor if you're going to have a long life or not, which is going to then make an argument. Are people that take chronic antibiotics shortening their life? So I know the show is good today. I don't know what happened. I didn't think I was. I've been kind of battling a little bit of stomach flu. I was on the crapper all night. I don't know how I pulled out a show like this. I'm baffled too. I mean, I may even just want to shut up and listen to my own show. That's how good it is. All right. So, what really makes the show good are your calls and your questions. And I know a lot of you guys are kind of afraid to call because you don't know if I'm live. You don't know if I'm married. I mean, I'm married. It shouldn't matter. But, please call in with your medical questions and your concerns and, not your critiques at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Just really quickly, for those of you, concerned about this Royal Caribbean cruise, apparently a Royal Caribbean cruise has returned to dock after dozens of people got sick from norovirus. I think there are up to 70 passengers now who got sick. Now, I've never been on Royal Caribbean, but I hear their ships are phenomenal. So the Majesty of the Seas arrived in Miami after, I guess, a four-night trip. I'm going to burp, and I'm waiting for the break so I could burp, but I'm trying to swallow it. I apologize if I sound funny. That's a burp trying to come up. And unfortunately, people have been affected with norovirus on this cruise. So thus far, they're saying now the number is 66 of 2,500 passengers and two of the 84 crew members. People have nausea, stomach pain, fever, headache, body aches, according to the CDC, with this norovirus. I guess the cruise had to be cut short. We are not doing a Dr. Dahlia cruise this year. I know. I don't know. I didn't have the money to go, and nobody else did either. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Seth Grable, one of my buddies, is going to be performing at the Sunset Station tomorrow night. Cannot wait to see him in action. Many of you guys remember Seth from America's Got Talent as well as multiple other venues. He is to me, a huge talent. And so I'm pretty excited about that. And then, of course, I think also this weekend I'm going to shave my legs. Other than that, I should have some time to see a movie. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Listen, I didn't have an opening, okay? I wasn't prepared. I was still trying to worry about my burp. That was my opening for that segment. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Justin, who was working the dials. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Sharon on the line. Hey, Sharon, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. What's going on, sweetie?
Well, I got a problem with bleeding, rectal bleeding, when I have a bowel movement, especially after I have something like a lot of broccoli or cooked. I ate a bag of roasted peanuts, and that seemed to bring it on. I had some Chinese food, that seemed to cause it to come on. So it's been off and on for like the last week and a half or so. And the other thing I wanted to know is, like, I never hear anybody talk about different types of diets. And there's one, this HCG diet, where you inject this hormonal stuff into your stomach, and it helps you to lose weight. And I'm wondering, because I've been on that diet, wondering if there's any correlation between that diet and what I'm experiencing now. I haven't been to a gastroenterologist yet because of the cost.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Because I was going to say, whenever we have rectal bleeding, and I'm assuming it's bright red blood as opposed to blackish blood.
As bright
red. Is it bright red?
Yeah.
So, you know, whenever we hear that, we think of a lower GI bleed, bleeding from a source lower, either in the rectal area, sigmoid area. Hemorrhoids could do it. Fissures could do it. Being constipated could do it. And, you know, you brought up broccoli and nuts, et cetera. I don't think it's going to be so much food specific. Broccoli should actually help with constipation and help loosen the stools. But, broccoli is.
I just love it.
No, and I'm glad you do. You want to know something. I guess there was a study that said people that eat broccoli end up having less arthritis pain. And so some of my truckers, listeners during the week have been doing this where they're eating broccoli every day to see if it causes their arthritis to go away. Do you have any arthritis?
Oh, all over. I'm retired because I've got arthritis all over.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say that would be really, really cool if we could just eat broccoli and not have to go to the pain medicines. But anyway, whenever you have any sort of rectal bleed, we need to find the source and find out where it's coming from. And I understand the cost of seeing a gastroenterologist is high. I wish it were cheaper, but unfortunately, that has to be my first recommendation. Now, the HCG diet could be a very, very rough one. Some people do the drops also, and then you have to have a calorie intake of approximately 500 calories in the beginning. And I've seen people have, you know, profuse vaginal bleeding. I've seen people lose their hair. And then I've seen people do wonderful on it. They lose the weight. They feel great. And they recommend it again and again and again. So I can't say if that's what's causing it. There shouldn't be a direct link between that and your having rectal bleeding. But then again, if you became constipated, if something happened with your platelets, your clotting factors, so now a little bleed turns into a lot of blood, I can't say. So, at this point, whenever we have somebody that has rectal bleeding, we don't tell you to change anything else you're doing. We don't change your blood pressure medicines or your diabetes medicine or your arthritis medicine or anything like that. We just say, well, let's look at the source and see what it is. If it's a bleeding hemorrhoid, then that's more mechanical. If there's something else up there, any ulceration or any polyp or tumor or anything like that, then that mechanically gets addressed. If they can't find any source, then they need to look higher, look at the stomach, make sure you don't have a clotting factor issue where you're not bleeding easily, etc.
So I should go to a doctor. Is that basically the bottom line?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Sharon. I wish I could just tell you to put a Band-Aid on it, but unfortunately, it doesn't. And I have to see the doctor for the same reason. I mean, I don't know how long you've been listening to my show, but I think everybody knows what's been going on with my rectum for years, and I had to finally get a scope, and everything looked good. So you'll feel, once it's done, maybe not, you know, right after it's done, but you'll feel better knowing that everything's fine. Because it's just one of those things where it's not something we could control. I mean, you know, you could have a nosebleed and put some pressure on it. You can't yourself stop rectal bleeding. And it's scary because sometimes you could just continually bleed. And we need to make sure it's not a source that's higher. Like, I've seen bleeding ulcers that could be bright red blood. You know, people will say, and thank you, Sharon, for calling. I've seen people that will say, you know, Dahlia, I'm just having blood just pouring out. And that could be a bleed from the intestine or from the stomach. It's not in the system long enough to oxidize and black. So just because something's bright red blood doesn't mean we need to blow it off because we don't think it's a gastric ulcer or an esophageal ulcer. You could still have a GI bleed. And it's pretty scary because when these things aren't controllable and they get out of control, it can be pretty scary and life-threatening. So you want to make sure you check that out. Great question, Sharon. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. What have you asked about chewing gum having mercury? From what I understand, chewing gum can contain a little bit of mercury. Mercury we like to avoid in pregnant women and infants, etc., because it can kind of impair neurological development. We don't want to impact anybody's, attention span or language or fine motor skills, et cetera. And so, you know, we usually tell moms to avoid, like, methylmercury or mercury in food. And with mercury in food, one of the highest sources are fish. And it's kind of frustrating because I'm trying to tell everybody to eat their fish, and then we get all nervous about the mercury, whereas a nice, big, juicy piece of medium-rare steak doesn't seem to have the mercury risk like a piece of fish does. And we're trying to tell everybody to stop eating red meat, to save the planet, to stop the methane and lessen the farts and all the other reasons we're telling people to not eat red meat, coronary artery disease, etc., and to go more fish. But until they figure out how to demercurize these things, it could be a concern. Now, very rarely we see mercury poisoning, although I believe it was Jeremy Piven who had eaten a lot of sushi and I guess had signs and symptoms of mercury poisoning. Where you have like vision issues, you kind of like feel like pins and needles in your fingers and feet, kind of neuropathy. You could have some lack of coordination. It's almost like you're having a stroke, muscle weakness, speech, hearing problems, etc. And so very easy for us to do a mercury level to see if you have it. But in addition to fish being a culprit, and we know that tuna can concentrate it more within its tissues, tuna, I think, is the biggest source. A lot of people don't realize that high fructose corn syrup could possibly have it. There's a source called Healthy Eating through SanFranciscoGate.com. I love reading San Francisco Gate. They have a lot of good information. And they talk about how high fructose corn syrup could have mercury. The amounts are really, really small. But imagine you or your kids, you know, scarfing down these foods, and everything seems to have high fructose corn syrup these days. And so I would recommend that. I guess some facilities that use chloralkali, which is a certain technology that's being used in certain, manufacturing plants, some of the food made in these plants or processed could possibly have mercury. Rice is another big one that a lot of people forget about, that rice can contain mercury. Now, remember, rice is a staple in the Far East. And many of us, oh, my gosh, I could eat rice 7 times a day. I love rice. I don't even eat it with a utensil. When I was younger, you could eat it with your fingers. You know, the Mediterranean, Middle Eastern, Israeli way of, you know, mixing your rice and your hummus and your Israeli salad and your shishlik and your throw some baba ghanoush in there. And so it's very comfortable. And, you know, you scoop it with pita, and if it drops on the table, you scoop it with your fingers. Rice can also have mercury. So, if you feel like you're just not feeling right, and I as a doctor have to do a better job because, you know, somebody will come in and they'll say, Dahlia or Dr. Dahlia. It's nice when they say doctor, but a lot of them don't. I know. It'd be nice if they pay their copay too, but that's a whole other issue for a different day. And, you know, they'll come and say, I just feel weak. I just don't feel like I'm coordinated. I just don't feel right. I don't know. I feel a little tingly. And what do? I immediately order MRIs. I get the neurologist involved, and I do stroke protocol. And, send them to the ER. And just as a reminder, for those of you guys that have already been ruled out for stroke and anything else that could be concerning, heart attack, etc., I would urge a mercury level in your blood work. But Dr. Dio, Obamacare, the insurances won't pay for it. Get used to it, people. Obamacare is not going to pay for a lot. Start storing some money in your bra, in your jock, under your pillows. You're going to need to pay cash for things. This is where we're at right now as we're going socialize. You're going to have to show me the money. Or anybody the money, not me. The government will take that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, finally, The Dr. Dahlia Show is going to be on iHeart. You will be able to listen to it on demand. I believe repeated airings of the shows starting Tuesday. I just got word from iHeart that everything should hopefully be up and ready by Tuesday, which is going to be exciting. So for those of you with an iHeart app, just go ahead and look up Dr. Dahlia. That's me. I know, I'm so pretty. That's me. I know my teeth were clean. In fact, that picture, if it's the picture I'm thinking of, oh, maybe it's not. There's a picture of me. I had the stomach flu when the picture was taken. It's the one with the kind of, it's my older picture, right, where I look, you know, 5 years younger than I am today. That one. Yeah, I had the stomach flu that day too, but I didn't mind because I look skinnier. So that's me on iHeart. We should be having full episodes full on demand. So for those of you that drive, for those of you that don't drive, but just like listening to your iHeart, you'll now be able to listen to Dr. Dahlia all the time. Love it. I am so excited. I know we got the playoffs this weekend, and we're really, really excited about the playoffs. I am so psyched. I always thought that it was going to be the Broncos and the 49ers, right? You know how I have to do my medical predictions? So I went through the NFL injury report, which was kind of difficult, because at the time I had to make my predictions yesterday, the NFL injury report was not up to date, and I had to look at the divisional playoff NFL injury report. And it's completely what I didn't expect. The New England Patriots are now medically predicted to win, and the Seahawks. So I am expecting a Patriot win and a Seahawk win. Why? Groin injuries. Yeah, what we decided now, because I kind of switched gears, when I was wrong one year, I was wrong just once, that groin injuries actually will make the win. Okay, and the one miss I had with the Super Bowl was the Packers. I predicted the Packers would lose when the Packers actually won. I was right about the Saints, I was right about the Ravens. I'm usually right, but something happened where when the Packers made it to Super Bowl, their groin injuries, I guess, supersized them or something. And when you look at what happened to the Patriots, there are groin injuries up and down that NFL injury report. Seahawks also. So even though many of us think it's going to be the 49ers and Broncos, I can't argue with science. And that's what I'm predicting will be tomorrow's winners. And then what we're going to have to do is really, really dissect the injury report to see who wins Super Bowl. And that's going to be tough. I'm going to have to recruit the whole Dr. Dahlia news team, scientific team, laboratory to come up with the picks. Hey, it's not bad. I'm probably now at about 88% correct. So hey, that's better than looking at colors. Looking at heights or weights or body mass index, okay? Groin injuries, I think it works. Okay, California. Many of you don't live in California. I know the show broadcasts worldwide, and I'm really grateful for that, thanks to GCN. But I talk about California a lot because one is, where I live, I'm about 4 hours away from L.A. So to me, it's kind of like a typical commute anyway. So to me, I feel like I'm close. Plus, I was born in L.A. I was actually born in Hollywood, California, at Cedars of Lebanon, which is now Cedars of Sinai. And I always have a place in my heart for California, which is why one of my teams is the Raiders. I also love the Cardinals because I grew up in Phoenix, and the Cowboys. All three teams blew it this year, but I'm still loyal. So whenever anything happens in California, plus remember it affects us. We were talking about this week how the porn industry is moving to Nevada because they are sick and tired of all the rules and regulations and permits and high costs and rent in California. So they're coming to Vegas. So Vegas usually inherits a lot of Californians, and it's usually Californians fed up with what's going on in California. Well, we may have to expect another influx. From what we're understanding, Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency in terms of water, where this is the driest year on record. And right now, the 38 million residents of California are being asked to conserve water. It's a state of emergency right now, and they are being asked right now to voluntarily cut their use by 20%, and if this isn't effective, mandatory restrictions may follow. So, we talked about with toilet flushing, if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. That may be something us, in other parts may want to consider. I mean, look at what's happening with West Virginia and the chemical spill and them having water shortage and issues. You never know what you have. I mean, my gosh, California is on the flipping Pacific. California probably borders more ocean than any other state, if you think about it, because it's still longer than Florida. And still, they have a water shortage. Because I guess you just can't tap into the Pacific and demineralize and all that. But that's not the concern. You need to water the plants. They have agriculture, okay? California's industry is not based on porn. right? And Brad Pitt movies. Okay, agriculture is huge over there. So for individuals, water conservation steps include flushing the toilet only for solid waste, like tampons. Nah, don't flush tampons. Limiting time in the shower. Now that I can't do. Me, my shower time is mommy time. It's the only time I get away from everybody, the kids, the dogs, the cats, and I get to sing. And sometimes I'm asked to sing an encore. You know, sometimes in my shower, I'm actually performing at the Oscars, right? My shampoo bottle is my microphone. And they go, Dahlia, oh my gosh, before we award you the best song, you know, for the Lord of the Rings movie, can you please sing us an encore? Oh, of course, I would love to. So, you know, the cats are outside the shower watching me do this. I don't care because they're cats. And so I love my shower time. So that would be a tough one because I like to sing in the shower a lot. I sing into the shampoo bottle. Come on, people, get a clue. Then they're also asked to, I'm trying to see what else they're being asked to do. Reusing water from rinsing fruits and vegetables to care for plants. So if you're washing off your vegetable or your fruit, they want you to have a bin there. Take that bin and use it to water your plants. Now they're going to also limit when to water lawns, wash cars. You see, this is supposed to be the rainy season, and they're not getting rain. And then after that, they go into dry season. Okay, you know how we always hear about wildfires in the spring? Well, that we're not supposed to be hearing about these wildfires right now. Now, they say 2/3 of Californians get at least part of their water from northern mountain rains and snow. I'm going to be going up to Tahoe next week to give a talk. And I don't know if, no, you know what, I don't think I have to give a talk this time. I think I just have to go to a meeting. I don't know. I forget what I have to do. But I'm going to be in Tahoe, and I'm going to look around, and I'm going to see if, you know, there's snow. And if the snow is melting or not. If not, I'll add some ice up there for the Northern Californians. I guess most of the rain is supposed to fall in November through March. And so I guess the reservoirs are now at 63%. Snowpack is at 20% of average this time of year. I don't know if you guys ski at Mammoth. Mammoth is supposed to be some phenomenal skiing. I haven't skied there. I've skied at Tahoe, but I haven't skied at Mammoth. And from what I'm hearing, the snowpack isn't that good. So, I don't know if we're sending water donations right now to California. I don't think you can. So, no, just take that cup. You're just going to spill it. Put the cup down. Just don't, no need to drive some cups of water out there. But this is some serious stuff. And for those of us that haven't been told to cut back on water, I don't think that's a bad idea for us to kind of slow things down. Now, I know what y'all are thinking. Like, wait a second. I'm not going to let a floater float in my toilet when my next door neighbor is flushing like crazy. And I told you guys, I've had the stomach bug, so my toilet's been flushing every hour on the hour. With that, I would then probably recommend that, discuss it, you know, with your, I don't know, legislatures, councilmen, et cetera, because I just don't think it's a bad idea to be prepared. I don't think I know West Virginia wasn't prepared for that cluster with the toxic spill into their water. That's some pretty scary stuff. Who knew that was coming? All right, guys, I got to do some yellow. I'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dolly show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly, on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. You can email us on our website at drdahlia.com. And now we are going to be on iHeart as of Tuesday on iHeartRadio, The Dr. Dolly Show. Again, a big thanks to KDWN, Talk Superstation, KSIS, all our affiliates out there, WJM, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, I'm trying to read off the affiliates and I just screwed that up. Okay, hopefully, because I didn't finish it, they think it's somebody, some other WJ. Anyway, all our affiliates that carry the show coast to coast, we really, truly appreciate it. I'm just kind of having a brain fart. Okay, remember I had a bad night, so I'll make it up to you guys. All right, yeah, I know. Ooh, that was a close one. See, I don't think they know. I don't think they noticed, okay? Yeah, shh, here. WMST, that's another one. Yep. I'm getting more and more affiliates. Thank you guys for letting this happen. Thank you guys. Rianne writes, Doctor, my kids leave pizza out, and when I come home, I put it in the fridge. How long can a pizza sit out before it goes bad? Should I be concerned? Okay, yeah, my kids do the same thing. Where, oh, it ticks me off. You get food, or like orange juice or the milk, and they leave it out. I can't stand it. I know, I want to open up a can of whoop butt, and, you know, of course, you know, we're not supposed to have violence in the homes these days. And I get so gosh darn mad. Or I have them help me bring in groceries. This is what really ticks me off about my kids. Okay, they help me bring in the groceries. And I'm thinking they're bringing in the bags, and they're putting the bags on the kitchen counter so I could unpack the bags and then I could put them in the fridge. Instead, one of them carries the bag to where he plays his video games. He plops the bag next to him and plays video games. So if I don't look for the bag until I shut down the house at night, now we have cheese, right, had whatever was in it, now spoiling. I get so mad. And they do that on purpose so I don't ask them to help bring in the groceries. See, I know how they do it. You know, they do it. They do a crappy job. I'm not going to ask them to do it. See? So, you know, there was a rule I learned about. I think it was called the 2-4 rule, something like that, where if it's over 4 hours, you got to throw it. If it's within 2 hours, it's savable. And between 2 and 4 hours, reheat it really good. I don't like that rule that much because some of us live in real dry, hot areas. And so after about an hour, where I live, I would probably get really nervous, okay? Because bacteria settle on it. You know, people always talk about the 5-second rule. You drop some food on the ground and there's the 5-second rule. No, if there's bacteria on the ground, it sticks. Bacteria doesn't have time to walk 3 feet, or an amoeba doesn't have time, if an amoeba can live in a drier environment, to kind of slide and, you know, over to the food and then hop on it. Okay? Yes, yeah, something sitting there longer will have things fall on it, like the dog walking by sniffing and some of its sneeze sediments coming onto your food. That's where I would be concerned about, but the 5-second rule is kind of BS because once it touches the ground, it touches the ground. Now, the reason why many of us eat food that falls on the floor is when we're hungry, right? Doug McIntyre from KBC made me laugh because he says he'll drop a piece of pizza cheese first on the floor and eat it. It's funny how he brings that up because if you drop a piece of pizza crust first, you notice you find it less dirty. Or you think it's less dirty than cheese first. Why? Because you think the cheese is more sticky. It's more of a glue. So that you're okay if it's crust first. No, you're still getting the same. If there's ant poop on the ground, you're getting ant poop on it. It's just you're not going to see the visible fuzzies from the carpet or the visible pieces of glass. Right? That might, you know, a pizza crust may not pick up the glass that's sitting there on your kitchen floor that ever got swept up like a hot cheese part would. But still, I would really like to dispel that myth on the whole 5-second rule thing. So what I suggest is an hour. After about an hour, I would get a little nervous, okay? And I know sometimes a Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinners go longer. I usually, after everybody gets their turkey, I put whatever leftovers are in the fridge as soon as they're cooled. So I think an hour is fine. If you want to stretch it to 1 hour and 5 minutes, I'm okay with that. After that, I would probably suggest, like if it's pizza, what I do is if my kids ever want me to reheat pizza, I boil that cheese. So I nuke it in that microwave till the cheese is boiling. And when I see that the cheese is boiling for a few seconds, then I let it cool down, and then I let them eat it with cool down, all right? But I would say once you start to get into 3-4 hours, especially if you live in an area like I live where it's really hot and dry, I would be concerned and I would say trash it, okay? And it stinks. Oh, you know what I really can't stand is when kids unplug. I have a refrigerator at my office, and we have a little area in back that the kids go to, and they unplug the refrigerator to plug in their laptops. So everything in the refrigerator spoils because I don't check refrigerator plugs. You just assume the refrigerator. I know. I don't know what to do with these kids. I'm just really at my wit's end. Okay, let me find that diet drink story. Diet drinks making you fat. Another study has come out saying that people who are overweight and obese are not really finding much success in losing weight because they're drinking diet drinks. The researchers from Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health looked at national patterns in adult drink consumption and calorie intake. And they said that those who opt for diet drinks really are consuming less calories overall. Diet soda makes me hungry because I can't stand the taste of the diet soda in my mouth. And we know that these artificial sweeteners are sometimes hundreds times sweeter than actual regular sugar. So I think the problem lies that your body starts to get duped and the body, the reward centers of the brain, starts to get so, I guess, hooked on the super sweetness that it decides to, then you have to eat more or you have to sweeten it more to now satisfy your crave centers. And they think that maybe diet drinks make you more hungry. I also think that there could be something going on with these artificial sweeteners where it slows down your metabolism. What I think happens is your body is expecting regular sugar. Not high fructose corn syrup, but just regular, sugar, like, pure cane sugar from Hawaii, that type of sugar. And it doesn't get it. It gets a fake food. Well, when your body gets a fake food, it doesn't know what the hell to do. So what it decides to do is go, you know what? I don't know what the hell this is, but I need to preserve whatever real calories and sucrose and fructose is coming in, so I'm just going to clamp down with the metabolism until I know that our next meal is going to be a decent meal. And that's what I think happens. Because when I was struggling with weight, when I had my birth control change and all my hormone stuff, I would drink diet soda. It did nothing. Soda pop really packs on the weight. But the idea here is diet soda will not make you skinny. And again, you guys take better care of your cars than you do your body. Put water, put something healthy in your body. Vitamin D, they have found, can help people with fibromyalgia. They say the vitamin D, and again, that study with the broccoli I still think is really, really cool, where people who eat broccoli have less arthritis. But they say people that take vitamin D seem to have improved symptoms with their sleep, with their aches, etc. And so right now they're studying women who have had low vitamin D, supplementing them with vitamin D if it helps their fibromyalgia, and they're finding interesting results. So for those of you who are low in vitamin D, I think it's a great idea. Now, many of us are already feeling kind of doughy. We avoid the sun because we're afraid, of skin cancer. And, we just feel like we're more achy. It's harder to get off the couch. We don't feel as good. All right. You wonder, did fibromyalgia start to rise as we avoided sun? Kind of makes you think. All right, guys. Don't forget to tune in on Monday. And remember, iHeart on Tuesday. Can't wait. You all be safe and God bless.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.